A UN resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Britain abstained. Another pro-Palestinian march is taking place in London this afternoon. Ben Jamal helped organise it.
When the vast majority of states in the world think the amount of Palestinians being killed is not acceptable, to see the US and the UK completely isolated is shameful. And the people marching today are saying, you do not represent us. We do not share that opinion. We want a ceasefire.
A man was arrested ahead of the march on suspicion of a racially aggravated public order offence. Elsewhere, Robert Jenrick says the government's Rwanda bill is too weak and will still mean a merry-go-round of legal challenges. He resigned as immigration minister this week over the law. Union leaders say they'll resist the government's new rules being put on some strikes. During a meeting today, they agreed to not rest until the legislation is repealed. But Mick Whelan from ASLEF, which represents train drivers, says recent industrial action shows there are ways round the legislation.
My brief solidarity from the 16 disputes we had this week. 16 disputes that show minimum service levels will not work. We have the knowledge of our industries to show these people they cannot take away our rights, and they won't.
Parts of the UK are dealing with strong winds and heavy rain, with gusts of up to 70 miles per hour possible in some areas. Warnings have been issued for much of the country. And in sport, Liverpool have gone top of the Premier League for a few hours at least, with a 2-1 win against 10-man Crystal Palace. Arsenal can return to the summit if they beat third-placed Aston Villa in the tea-time kick-off. In the Scottish Premiership, Rangers are just getting underway against Dundee, knowing a win will cut Celtic's lead at the summit to 5 points. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past three on a Saturday afternoon. Many thanks to Spencer, as always, for the weekend right now for the last 3 hours. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A thoroughly wet and miserable Saturday it's been, and that's going to continue, I think, for what's left of the afternoon. Heavy and persistent rain at times, although it's not raining here at the Brentwood Centre at the moment, I don't think, and the sun's attempting to make an appearance, so slightly better at the moment. Maximum temperature 12 degrees Celsius. Tonight it will stay windy with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle across some parts of our area. Otherwise, it will be dry with clear spells. Winds gradually easing during the early hours of Sunday. Minimum temperature overnight 6 degrees Celsius. Sunday will see some early sunny spells, but they will be replaced by a thickening cloud. More rain, heavier times coming along late morning. But it will quickly clear and we may see some sunny intervals during late afternoon. Breezy again overnight. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 11 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So here we are again with 3 hours of sporting updates and great music. Good to have you along.
Christmas.
50 years old, that song. Roy Woods has a nice payday this time every year, doesn't he? That's Wizard. I wish it could be Christmas every day. Funny to think that the kids who sang that song, they're probably all in their 60s now. So welcome into Phoenix Sport on this Saturday, the 9th of December 2023. The weather conditions have partly affected this afternoon's sport. Lots of non-league games are off. We don't have a featured non-league games. It was going to be Wealdstone versus Billericay Town in the FA Trophy. That one was rained off this morning. We do have a featured match, though. Leighton Orient versus Derby County in Sky Bet League One. And Jaden Christie is our reporter down at Brisbane Road for that one. All of the other afternoon's football, plus racing, Sandown, Aintree, Chepstow, Newcastle, and this evening Wolverhampton have all got meetings going on today, all of which, as far as I'm aware, have survived the weather. Also, in rugby union, there are European Champions Cup and Challenge Cup tyres taking place today. We'll be taking a look at those, as well as a full roundup of the local rugby results. Also, in cricket, England are in action later on. They are in Jamaica taking on the West Indies in the One Day International. That starts at 5:30 p.m. We'll be looking ahead to that. I will also have plenty of great music going on as well. Just to let you know, one of the early scores in the football, Old Trafford, AFC Bournemouth have taken an early lead against Manchester United. Dominic Solanke has scored for the Cherries in only the fifth minute, so more pressure on Erik ten Hag by the looks of things. More of that in a while. And it's live. Nice song there. It's brand new for Bieber, Doobie and Lawfie, and I had to remember. Well, the time at just coming up to 3:15. After we take a break, I'm going to run through the scores in the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football so far. But first of all, I'm going to mention the early kickoffs. There was one in the Premier League at Selhurst Park where Crystal Palace faced Liverpool. And Liverpool, as it stands, at least for now, are back on the top of the table after securing a 2-1 victory at Selhurst Park. Not a happy afternoon for Roy Hodgson against one of his former clubs. Palace on a dreadful run at the moment, and they're down to 15th place in the table. And Mo Salah scored his 200th Liverpool goal after Mateta had Jean-Philippe Mateta had put Palace ahead from the penalty spot of 57 minutes. Palace were down to 10 men 15 minutes from the end because Jordan Ayew was dismissed for a second bookable offence. And Liverpool, they'd actually failed to land a shot on target prior to that moment, but Salah levelled the scores shortly afterwards, and Harvey Elliott scored an injury time winner to give Jurgen Klopp's side all 3 points in that one, and put them 1 point clear of Arsenal, who have a massive game at Villa Park at 5:30 this evening against Arsenal. Couple of early kickoffs in the Championship as well, and one of them was at Ewell Park, where it finished Blackburn Rovers 0, Leeds United 2. That victory brought Leeds within 5 points of second-placed Ipswich Town. Leeds are in fifth place. That was their sixth Championship win in seven. And the goals came from Daniel James and Crescencio Somerville. Meanwhile, at the Stadium of Light, Sunderland, who raised a few eyebrows during the week when they sacked their manager Tony Mowbray, they beat West Bromwich Albion by 2-1. And Dan Ballard and Dan Neal were the scorers for Sunderland. Brandon Thomas Asante pulled one back for the Baggies late on, but they couldn't add to that. And the Black Cats held out for the 3 points. Sunderland currently have Mike Dodds in charge on a caretaker basis until they appoint a new manager. There was one game in the Women's Super League today, and it finished Manchester City 2, Aston Villa Women 1. Manchester City currently in second place. Villa struggling down in 10th. Lauren Hemp scored twice in 4 minutes to secure a victory for Manchester City. Both those goals coming just after the hour mark, after Villa had taken an early lead with Daniel Turner scoring after 7 minutes. I'll come on to the latest scores in the 3 o'clock kickoffs shortly.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
20 past three, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, this is Phoenix Sport. Football and looking at the 3 o'clock kickoffs. First off, in the Premier League, as I mentioned a while ago, it's Manchester United 0 Bournemouth 1. Dominic Solanke putting Bournemouth ahead after only 5 minutes at Old Trafford. The only other goal in 3 o'clock so far has come at Molineux, and it may well ease some of the pressure on Nottingham Forest manager Steve Cooper at the moment. They've had a pretty dismal round of results, but they've gone 1-0 ahead against host Wolverhampton Wanderers early doors. Harry Toffolo, the scorer for Forest in the 14th minute. The other 3 o'clock kick-off are Brighton versus Burnley and Sheffield United versus Brentford. Both of those are goalless. Sheffield United with Chris Wilder back in charge. He's returned for a second spell in charge at Bramall Lane following the sacking of Paul Heckingbottom after last weekend's 5-0 defeat at the hands of Burnley. Heckingbottom, the first Premier League manager to lose his job this season. But Wilder, who got them promoted a few seasons back, he is back in the Bramall Lane hot seat. So moving on to the Sky Bet Championship, and leaders Leicester City have taken a first half lead against Plymouth Argyle. They were awarded a penalty in the 14th minute. Steffi Mavididi scored that one for the Foxes. There's no other goal so far in the 3 o'clocks in the Championship. All other matches currently goalless. League One, where we have a feature game, as I mentioned earlier, Leighton Orient versus Derby County. No goals so far at Brisbane Road. The O's coming in 16th place, and wasn't a good weekend for them last week as they crashed out of the FA Cup at the hands of National League leaders Chesterfield. One of the big upsets of last weekend. They'll be looking to bounce back from that against the Derby side, who are currently in the playoff spots in 6th place. Just a couple of goals in League One so far. Reading in dire straits on and off the field, but they've taken a lead against Barnsley just outside the playoff spots at the moment. Harvey Nibbs, the scorer for the Royals in the 5th minute. The only other goal so far has come at the Pirelli Stadium, where Burton Albion are at home to Stevenage, and it's Adedeji Oshilaja who has scored for Burton in the 7th minute. On to League 2, and Colchester United, they in action against Crawley Town at the Community Stadium. No goals up there so far. A few other goals in League 2. One of them has come in a match between AFC Wimbledon and Swindon Town, and Omar Bugiel has given the Dons the lead in the 6th minute. Grimsby are at home to Crewe. Abo Aissa has given Grimsby the lead on 18, and the other goal has come at Prenton Park, where Tranmere are playing Newport, and Newport County have got 1-0 in front. Will Evans the scorer after 22 minutes. National League meanwhile, and there is no action this afternoon because a lot of sides are involved in the third round of the FA Trophy. The same applies to the National League South. Our featured non-league game was going to be in the trophy. Billericay Town travelling to Wealdstone from the National League, but that game was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch this morning. Elsewhere, Averley, they are at home to Hungerford Town of the Southern League Premier Division South. That is covered in gold. It's Dagenham and Redbridge have got a goal up early doors in their tie against Peterborough Sports of the National League North. Oxford City versus Chelmsford City. Chelmsford City of the National League South have travelled to National League club Oxford City. That's currently goalless. Goalless at Roots Hall as well, where Southend United have a tie against Hampton and Richmond Borough of the National League South. And so far, there have been no goals in that one. Steps 3 and 4, I know, have been decimated by the weather. Canvey Island Concord Rangers and Hashtag United were all due to be in action in the ESPN Premier League this afternoon, and all of their matches have been called off. Canvey Island against Folkestone and Victor. Concord yet again having a match postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. I'm due to play Cheshire at the Aspect Arena, but that one was called off. And following a pitch inspection, Hashtags match away to Potters Bar Town was postponed. Also off is Brentwood Town's game just across the car park from us against league leaders Lowestoft Town. That was called off this morning due to the pitch at the arena being waterlogged. Redbridge's match at Bury Town. Brightling Sea Region's trip to Goulston. Grays Athletic away at Ipswich Wanderers. All of those are off. However, the Len Salmon Stadium, Bowes and Pitsy are playing Wroxham, that's covered in goldies. And at Scraley Road, it's Havery Smith versus Basildon United, and Ben Allen has put the bees, the visitors, in front in the ninth minute. So it's Havery Smith 0, Basildon United 1. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey had an away match against Tame United this afternoon, and that one fell foul of the weather as well. We've also got some three ties that were postponed in the FA Vars third round last Saturday. Tilbury versus Saffron Town. Great Wakery Rovers tie at Fakenham Town, and White Ensign's trip to Walsham Le Willows. I'm not even sure they've gone ahead this week, actually. I will check on that in a while. I've got matches in the Essex Senior League as well. Standstill at home to Harpenden Town in the Spartan South Midlands Premier, if indeed has gone ahead. And also games in the Furlough Done, Division 1, North and South as well. Right now, though, the time is 27 minutes past 3.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Let's take a look at what's happening on the roads across our area. First of all, no reported incidents in Brentwood or Billericay, but a few issues further afield. M25 clockwise is slow moving between Junction 30 for the A13 and the QE2 bridge. The M11 underbound is slow between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. Also this afternoon, Epping High Street busy between Stonards Hill and Berry Lane in both directions. Crown Hill and Rayleigh going up towards the High Street is also busy. And regular hotspots in Chelmsford on a Saturday afternoon. Springfield Road northbound is busy between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. And a couple of the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout are currently busy, Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass. On the trains, strike action from Aslef is still affecting services on C2C with a limited timetable. Do check before you travel. And services on Greater Anglia revised this weekend, as well as construction work for the new Beauty Park station in North Chelmsford. That's still going ahead. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are all terminating at Witham. There are replacement bus services. Connecting train services are in operation between Chelmsford and Liverpool Street via Ingerston, also serving Shenfield and Stratford. Meanwhile, on TfL, no reported issues on the Elizabeth Line. London Overground's looking okay. On the DLR, no service at weekend between Canning Town and Epsom. Replacement buses in operation. On the Underground, meanwhile, there are delays, severe delays between Leytonstone and Epping and Woodford via Hainault due to a shortage of train. Minor delays on the rest of the line. If you're going into central London, just be aware that the Bakerloo line has severe delays due to an earlier points failure at Piccadilly Circus. And on the Jubilee line, minor delays due to a shortage of trains. I will have another travel update around 1 hour from now.
Make my phone. Said you.
That's brand new from the Rolling Stones from their album Hackney Diamonds. Let's mess it up. 26 minutes to four. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this show is Phoenix Sport. Getting back to the football, a couple of goals to tell you about in the Scottish Premiership. Hearts have taken the lead away to Aberdeen. Scottish international striker Lawrence Shankland, the scorer for the James Hearts after 20 minutes. Dundee took the lead at Ibrox against Rangers in only the 6 minute. Amadou Bakayoko, the scorer for them. But Rangers have quickly turned things around. Cyril Dessers, the scorer of Rangers' equaliser on 20 minutes. And in the 25th minute, the girls won a penalty. James Tavernier converted that. So Rangers now winning by 2-1. In League One, in England, meanwhile, it's Blackpool 1, Carlisle 0. Andy Lyons, the scorer for the Tangerines in the 22nd minute. Championship, Huddersfield have taken the lead against Bristol City. Delano Bergzorg in the 24th minute for Huddersfield. Peterborough United 1, Oxford United 0 in League One. Hector Kiprianou for Posh after 24 minutes of that game. It's been a red card at the New York Stadium. In the championship match between Rotherham and Swansea, Daniel Ayala has been sent off in that one, so Rotherham will have to play that out with 10 men. Meanwhile, in League One, it's Bristol Rovers 0, Cheltenham Town 1. Will Goodwin for Cheltenham in the 28th minute. Eastbury North, Bowes and Pixie have gone in front in their match at home to Wroxham. Tosan Popo, the scorer on the half-hour mark. Another goal in the Scottish Premiership has come in the match between Livingston and Hibernian. Hibs have gone in front just before the half-hour through Martin Boyle. League One, it's Exeter 0, Port Vale 1, and also in League One, Northampton have scored 2 goals in quick succession to take a 2-0 lead against Fleetwood Town. Mitchell Pinnock after 27 won a penalty just after a half hour. Now it's scored by Sam Hoskins. So it's Northampton 2, Fleetwood 0. Wolves have equalised against Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. Matias Cunha after 32 minutes for Wolves. League 2, it's Notts County 1, Wolves 0-0. Aidan Baldwin in the 32nd minute. Bad news for Avely in the FA Trophy third round. They've gone 1-0 down against their step three opponents, Hungerford Town at Parkside. And bad news for Leyton Orient as well in our featured match this afternoon in League One. They've gone 1-0 down against Derby County, for whom Louis Sibley has netted in the 34th minute. It's now Peterborough United 2, Oxford United 0 in League One. That goal was scored in the 34th minute by Ricky J. Jones. And there's been another goal at Ibrox. It's now Rangers 3, Dundee 1, Abdullah Seema in the 34th minute there. Turning our attention to horse racing, I've got a few results which have come through whilst we've been on the air. First off, the 3 o'clock at Sandown, that was won by number 4, as John Bon, 30-100 favourite. Second was number 2, Edward Stone, priced at 9-2. And third was number 3, Hadde Days Abu, priced at 10-1. Four runners in that race. The 3:15 at Aintree. She lost race of the afternoon at Aintree. First was number 1, Soligino, 100-30 favourite. Second was number 6, Prince Zaltar, priced at 40-1. And third was number 8, Vicky Vale, priced at 4-1. 10 runners in that one. And finally, for now, I've got the result of the 3:20 at Chepstow. First was number 12, Range, 6-5 favourite. Second was number 11, Magical Escape, priced at 18-1. Third was number 15, Otto Lion, priced at 12-1. There were a total of 30 runners in that race. So I turn your attention to rugby union because, as I mentioned earlier, the European Champions Cup and the European Challenge Cup are underway, and quite a few ties taking place this weekend. There was some last night, an all-French affair in Pool 1 in the European Champions Cup, where Connacht faced Bordeaux, and Bordeaux won by quite convincingly by 41 points to 5. In Pool 3, Glasgow Warriors took on Northampton Saints from the English Premiership, and Northampton won by 28 points to 19. Also last night in the European Challenge Cup, ASN Clermont Auvergne beat Edinburgh in Pool 3 by 31 points to 18. And so far this afternoon, in the European Champions Cup, has been one match in Pool 3, already finished. Finished Toulon 18, Exeter Chiefs 19. And in the European Challenge Cup, a couple of matches have taken place already. In Pool 1, it finished Zebre 15, Cheetahs 33. And in Pool 3, it finished Black Lion at 10, Gloucester 15. There are other ties currently taking place. In Pool 2 in the European Champions Cup, no points between Bath and Ulster so far. Toulouse are playing Cardiff Rugby, and the French side have gone into a 17-point lead without reply so far against the Welshmen. In the European Challenge Cup, meanwhile, the current score is Sharks 7, Pau 5, and Castres 7, Scarlets 6. Let's just see if there's been any more goals in the football, shall we? And there has been one at the Riverside Stadium, and second placed Ipswich have gone in front in the Championship away to Middlesbrough. Connor Chaplin, such a prolific goal scorer for them. He has scored after 36 minutes for the Tractor Boys. Another goal, I thought, quite a first half going on in a Scottish Premiership game between Rangers and Dundee. Despite going 3-1 down, they have full back scoring a second goal. It is now Rangers 3, Dundee 2. Barnsley have equalised away to Reading in League 1. They won a penalty in the 39th minute. That was converted by Herbie Kane. There was a goal, I think, for Dundee at Ibrox, but it's been disallowed. So the score is still Rangers 3, Dundee 1. Some more music for you now. This is Kate Nash and Foundations.
Darling, why don't you just have another beer then? Then you'll call me a bitch and everyone we're with will be embarrassed and I won't give a sh. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go. Time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. You said I must eat so many lemons, cause I am so bitter. I said I'd rather be with your friends, mate, cause they are much fitter. Yes, it was childish and you got aggressive, and I must admit that I was a bit scared, but it gives me thrills to wind you up. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation, and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. Your face is pasty, gone and got so wasted. What a surprise. Don't want to look at your face, cause it's making me sick. You've gone and
terminating on, and dear God, I hope I'm not stuck with this one. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation, and I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and that smile, I know I should forget, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset,
is Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Just to bring you some news from the world of cricket, England women are currently in action against India in the second of three T20s in Mumbai at the Wankhede Stadium. Stop sticking at the back. England women currently need 18 runs to win from 11.1 overs with 7 wickets remaining. Indian women 80 all out, and England currently batting on 63 for 3 from 8.5, and I'll give you a preview a bit later on of that game involving the men at One Day International against the West Indies. Back to football, folks. A few more goals have gone in. One of them at the Community Stadium. Unfortunately for Colchester United supporters, it's gone to their opponents in League 2 this afternoon, Crawley Town, for whom Liam Kelly has scored 4 minutes before half-time. There's been a goal at Adams Park in League One. It's Wycombe Wanderers 0 Shrewsbury Town 1. Taylor Perry for the Shrews 4 minutes before the break. A goal in the Premier League as well. It's coming to Yamex, and it's Brighton and Hove Albion 0 Burnley 1. Wilson Odobear just before half time. It's now Grimsby 2 Crewe 0. Danny Rose scoring, Grimsby 2nd just before the break. There's been another goal in the Premier League, and it's come at Bramall Lane. Great start for Chris Wilder in his second spell in charge of Sheffield United. They're playing Brentford this afternoon, and James McAtee has given the Blades the lead 1 minute into first half injury time. Meanwhile, in the Championship, Swansea have gone in front away to 10-man Rotherham. Patino, the scorer for the Swans in first half injury time. The first half-time scores now coming through. So we're going to run through the ones that have come through so far. League 2, it's Tranmere 0, Newport 1. And Colchester 0, Crawley 1 is now confirmed as a half-time score in League 2. Premier League, the half-time whistle has now gone at the Amex. It's Brighton 0, Burnley 1. Half-time at Carrow Road in the Championship. Goldis between Norwich and Preston. Also, Goldis in the Championship between Stoke and the bottom club Sheffield Wednesday. Blackpool 1, Carlisle 0 is now confirmed as a half-time in League 1, as is Wickham 0, Shrewsbury 1. A couple of half-times from the Scottish Premiership. No goals in the game between Motherwell and St Johnstone, and the one between St Mirren and Ross County. No goals in the first half at Roots Hill when half-time whistle has gone in the FA Trophy. Third round tie between Southend United and Hampton and Richmond Borough. There has been a goal at Victoria Road, though, in the third round tie between Dagenham and Redbridge, our other local National League club, and Peterborough Sports of the National League North. Sam Ling put the daggers in front in the 17th minute. In another FA Trophy tie, it's goalless at the break between Oxford City and Chelmsford City. Isbury North, Heybridge Swifts, Neil Basildon United 1. That is confirmed as a half-time score. Championship at the break, it's Huddersfield 1, Bristol City 0. A couple of half-times from League 1, Burton 1, Stevenage 1, and Wigan 0, Lincoln 0. League 2 at the break, it's Morecambe 0, Stockport 0. Scottish Premiership, Aberdeen 0, Hearts 1. In the Championship, meanwhile, the half-time whistle has gone at the King Power. Leicester City still 1-0 to the good against Plymouth Argyle. League 1, no goals in the first half at the Valley. Charlton Athletic 0, Cambridge United 0. Cambridge United under new management. They appointed Neil Harris as their new manager during the week. Former Southend United player, of course, former manager of Millwall, Cardiff and Gillingham. He has taken over the reins at the Abbey Stadium, replacing Mark Bonner, who was sat the week before last. A couple of other half-times from League 1. It's Exeter 0, Port Vale 1, and Peterborough United 2, Oxford United 0. Two half-times from League 2. Grimsby 2, Crewe 0, and North County 1, Walsall 0. Manchester United 0, Bournemouth 1. That is the half-time score at Old Trafford in the Premier League. Championship 2 of Neil Harris's former clubs in action against each other this afternoon. Cardiff City are at home to Millwall. That one is currently goalless. At the Riverside, at half-time in the Championship, it's Middlesbrough 0, Ipswich 1, thanks to their first-half goal for the Tractor Boys from Connor Chaplin. Two more half-times from the Championship, it's Queen's Park Rangers 1, Hull City 0. Late first-half goal in injury time, in fact, from Chris Willock, has given the R's the lead there. No goals at Vicarage Road in the first half, which has finished Watford 0, Southampton 0. It's been North. The half-time whistle has gone at the Len Salmon Stadium. It's Bowes and Pitsy 1, Wroxham 0. Premier League half-time at Bramall Lane. It's Sheffield United 1, Brentford 0. Two half-times from League 1. It's Bristol Rovers 0, Cheltenham 1, and Northampton 2, Fleetwood 0. Half-time in the Scottish Premiership, it's Livingston 0, Hibernian 1. Half-time in the Championship, 10-man Rotherham 0, Swansea 1. There has been a late first half goal for, I forgot who it was now. Sorry, I've lost that one, but whichever game it was, the half-time score will no doubt come through shortly. Molyneux, half-time there in the Premier League, it's Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, Nottingham Forest 1. In our featured match in League 1, it's half-time at Brisbane Road, and it's Leighton Orient 0, Derby County 1. Let's take a quick musical break. This is Reverend and the Makers, Heatwave in the Cold North.
Such a fine idea, there's no found happiness. I don't ever want to move. I was glad you'd offer to be with me in the afternoon. I wanna write you a note to fidelity. Blow smoke rings, we can do whatever you wanna do. I guess I'm loath to resist anything you might choose. Give me a kiss, pass me the wrist, let me assist. I
wanna twist a blue lemonade. And in the midst of it, I wish we could just drift.
Got a half-time report from Leyton Orient versus Derby and Brisbane Road this afternoon is Jaden Christie.
It's half-time here in E10 and it's Leyton Orient 0, Derby County 1. It's the first meeting between the two sides in 37 years and the O started brightly with a quick break which saw Archibald in a 1v1 position from 12 yards. He swung a boot and missed the ball, which was a golden chance for him to go 1-0 up. And then in the 33rd minute, Derby went ahead with some neat build-up play from the Rams, which fell to Louis Sibley. His long-range effort from 25 yards was drilled past Solbrin with precision into the bottom right corner. And Derby, 5 minutes later, nearly made it two. Mendes Lang flashed the ball across the box to an open Joe Ward, who missed an absolute sitter. And then in the 43rd minute, Leyton Orient went down to 10 men. Brandon Cooper with an elbow and then a possible stamp on the Forsyth, who looked to have made a meal out of it but then did give the ref a decision to make. So O's down to 10, which then saw Moncur get subbed off for Omar Beckles with a tactical switch. It's going to be a big uphill battle now for Richie Wellens' men. It's Leyton Orient 0, Derby County 1.
Thanks very much, Jaden. So, as Jaden said, a very tough task for the O's in the second half now that they're down to 10 men. The other half-time scores, League 2, goal is between Accrington and Doncaster. Half-time at Ibrox in the Scottish Premiership, it's Rangers 3, Dundee 1. In League 1, it's Reading 1, Bosley 1 at the break. And in the FA Trophy third round, half-time at Parkside, it's Aveley 0, Hungerford Town 1. So the Millers are going down against their visitors from step 3. Confirmation that, Leyton Orient are down to 10 men. Brandon Cooper dismissed in the first half at Brisbane Road. And half time from League 2, it's AFC Wimbledon 1, Swindon 0. In racing, meanwhile, got a couple more results for you.
meeting at Newcastle, which is going into this evening, has started. The first race was the 3:30. First was number 9, 2, Catch a Thief, 5-6 favourite. Second was number 1, Sir Busker, priced at 6-1. And third was number 3, 1 Smooth Operator, priced at 5-1. 9 ran. And in the 3:35 last race of the afternoon meeting at Sandown, first was number 5, Trucker's Lodge, priced at 11-2. Second, number 2, Beauport, priced at 3-1. And third was number 4, Certainly Red, priced at 4-1. Seven runners in that race. Going to take a break for news now. The time is 4 o'clock.
On across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.